Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an underrated source of music.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. An Ohio symphony is arranging and performing recognizable and cult instrumental hits from the unlikeliest of sources. Along the way, they're hoping to plant the seeds of a new musical movement. Member station IdeaStream Public Media's Egal Kaufman reports.
A night at the symphony usually entails a few givens. Detailed programs, tuxedo-tailed professionals standing on ceremony, music from a centuries-old European tradition. But in Northeast Ohio, Andy Keller's group is turning that tradition on its ear.
So the Video Game Symphony is one of the only orchestras in the entire world completely dedicated to the art form of video game music.
The genesis of the symphony goes all the way back to the 1995 Super Nintendo game, Chrono Trigger.
I took it home, and immediately as this game starts up, you get this sweeping music as the credits roll, and I just fell in love instantly.
He and Jackie Kurtz bonded over that game while students at Kent State. And when Kurtz suggested that they start a video game orchestra together, Keller was immediately on board. Since they started in 2023, it's blossomed into a full orchestra with strings, brass, woodwinds, percussion, and chorus. Keller arranges the compositions while Kurtz sings in the chorus and does double duty playing harp as well. As classically trained musicians, Keller, Kurtz, and the rest of their team bring the tradition of the orchestra and the fun of the pixel world to every performance. The conductor comes out in the staid, minimal attire of a concert professional, while the xylophone player is dressed as Mario's steed, Yoshi the Green Dinosaur. There are also multiple musicians dressed as the eponymous princess of legend, Zelda, and of course Mario is there too. But the music they play is unmistakably born of the same tradition that gave us Bach and Beethoven. While video game music may have started as a series of bleeps and bloops, over the course of nearly 50 years, it's evolved in a range of directions, including right back into the symphonic tradition, like this one, Liberi Fatali by Nobuo Uematsu from Final Fantasy VIII.
Any music that's set to something visual is just kind of inherently underappreciated.
But to Keller, it's high art, and the symphony treats it as such.
We at the VGS believe that this is the classical music of the future.
That may sound like a wild prediction, but before classical music was, well, classical music, it was simply the popular musical genre of its time. And right now, video game music is extremely popular. With few groups like the Video Game Symphony performing live, the industry was still at over $1.6 billion in 2024, and will nearly double in the next decade. Its music is gaining wider recognition, too.
Baldur's Gate 3 is another famous recent example of a beautiful, expansive orchestral soundtrack. Its big epic soundtrack is one of the things that have really drawn gamers in.
Symphony co-founder Jackie Kurtz sees the project as a way to bring an entirely new audience into the classical music world.
And I want this to maybe be their first experience going to an orchestra ever. And then maybe they'll go to more and more orchestras and support the arts in other ways.
Alfred Bland is one of those new audience members.
I really like video game music, and obviously whenever an orchestral piece comes on, it's always a nice to listen to. But no, I've never been to like a symphony, not for like a video game before. So it's definitely made me appreciate the genre more.
The Video Game Symphony will perform at Severance Hall, the Cleveland Orchestra's own stage, for the first time later this summer. You could say it's their way of leveling up in their quest to become part of classical music history. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Egal Kaufman.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.